Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Mark Pattinson, second place. How are you feeling about that?
Pretty good. When you have Christoph in the field, second place is pretty much as good as it's going to get. And I've got a hat-trick of them against him now, so it feels good. I'm happy to come back and get second. It was hard. I don't know, maybe I'm just old. It seemed harder. Maybe I missed time my effort, but it was the last two or three days are pretty hard and stressful.
It's hard for me to think of you mistiming an effort because you ride this with such great experience and knowledge, and going in, you always ride so well as far as your pace goes. Tell us a little bit about this year, because the course was so different with the climbs coming up out of Camp Verde. It really it made a big difference.
Yeah, the change in the course certainly made a big difference, and it actually helps me, because apart from Christoph, nobody else was over the top in Flagstaff to take any tailwinds that night. Whereas in previous years, I'd lose 4 or 5 hours to guys whipping along at 25 miles an hour to Chuba City and Kayenta. So we saw this last year, so I was actually, you know, much as it's a brutal stage, at a time where people are, you know, at the end of their first full first real effort, looking for sleep. I think more of the issue this year was there was no help. There was no wind. I mean, there wasn't a lot of headwind, but there was just very little tailwind. There was nothing to roll with, and there were no 3 miles. I mean, I don't think I felt any tailwind at all until maybe briefly in Pagosa Springs, but until the last 2 or 3 days, there was nothing. There was a bit of, obviously, there was some wind in Kansas, which blusted up overnight on that one night. So all the times are slower, and I think people, the DNF rate's higher because people are working a lot more. They're always on and not off, not getting a chance to be off without realizing they're trying to keep moving. So I was comfortable with that, and I, you know, recognized that everything was going to be slower. I'm used to usually chasing to sneak in second place in the last night and irritate people, but I was kind of there with a lot of guys, you know, from early to midway through the race. And then I maybe got a bit lazy and didn't keep my discipline and didn't get away from the people I should have got away from early enough. And then kind of was fighting a bit of a rearguard action into the last night, really. I mean,
but definitely, because Guido Lehrer was actually very, very close to you for quite a while.
Yeah, Guido took me by surprise. I was looking at the usual suspects, and even amongst the people up there. And with, I guess, from the 2 days ago, it became clear that Guido was going to be the one who's strongest. And I kept thinking I'd put him to bed. And then all of a sudden, apparently, he wasn't asleep. And then he tried to undercut the sleep yesterday morning. And snuck ahead of us, and then we made a couple of little errors, and all of a sudden I'm behind thinking, oh my god, this is time to play.
This is not where I get passed.
Exactly. I'm supposed to be getting ready to go and we'll finish it off by now and enjoy the fact that I'm ahead in the Appalachians and I know no one's catching me. So I had to work very hard all day yesterday, and I was telling somebody today I effectively did 14 hours of hill intervals. Every time I saw a hill, I rode up as hard as I could, and then recovered on the descent and did it again for 14 hours. and my times for those three stages are the fastest I've ever done, well, easily, and that was enough to keep him away. And you know, I always have that risk as well with the sleep as well, that there's no guarantee when I wake up I'm going to ride a bike. And my crew are great at teasing that out of me, but sometimes it just doesn't catch. And that's why we're more disciplined with more sleep than most people. But going into last night, I knew I couldn't sleep more than an hour under any circumstance, because, you know. But we snuck under an hour, and the guys did an amazing job, because when I first woke up, I didn't have a clue where I was. So they got me going. I went, you know, they had to get me back off the bike, another 7 minutes sleep, to rearrange the deck chairs a little bit. A couple of choice words, and all of a sudden I woke up and off I went.
Choice words. Maybe we can just leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they aimed at me or I was aiming them out to other people, but something clearly clicked, because it's pretty digital.
You know. I've got to say, this is the most fatigued I've ever seen you at the finish line.
Yeah, well, usually I finish in the evening, so I have all day to sort of recover from the night. This is just so much slow. I feel pretty beat, emotionally beat as well as physically. I mean, I was able to protect the body until the last 2 days, mm-hmm. probably more so than normal because it was the conditions. You know, I didn't have to. You could look after yourself, knowing that other people weren't. But then it was absolutely full on for the last 36 hours.
What was it like for you to have that kind of adrenaline and be in that kind of a race where you're the one being chased here at the end?
Surprising. It's different, right? It's a different mentality, because if you're chasing and you're timing when you want to go by guys, I try to make sure I go by them at the point of most pain mm-hmm. for them. When they're as tired as they're going to be, as they've seen me coming for days, and I try to just blow through them, and then they mentally it's too much, and then I can stop. It's like one big effort, and then I can coast in from, you know, wherever that might be, usually right before Hancock. So to know that you're going to be fighting all the way, you know, keep thinking, all right, hopefully I'm done. Oh no, not done. I got to do another big effort. So, you know, it is hard, a bit more. Yeah, I'd rather be chasing. And in fact, when we did get past yesterday morning, I kind of felt, all right, that's all right, I'm good, I'm back where I want to be. You know, it's best to be behind. And we caught up pretty quickly, it's tough to undercut sleep if you're not used to it. Because, yeah, it pays off with time, but your day is not a fun day. Right. It's not a fun place to be, riding a bike with no sleep.
So you're in the perfect state of mind to ask. You're 49, correct? Race 48. Age? 48. So we got one more year. Because every time we talk, it's, this is my last Ram, George. And I'm like, yeah, right. But we really want to see you come back for that 50 plus.
That could be the only thing that after now, obviously, I can't say never coming back because people are fed up with hearing it. But next year, it'll be very, very unlikely scenario. It's just going to be racing solo. Maybe I'll do a two-man team or something. But when I'm 50, yeah, we'll see where we go. There's a record out there that, you know, and under normal conditions, I think I could be. It's always nice to have a record, even though you know someone else will beat it. But, you know, it's good. It's been fun. It's been, I love the whole year. Around all the whole prep from when I start training properly in October and working with people and looking for ways to improve and working with the crew, and I see his crew were excellent, just staggeringly good, because it was grueling for me, which puts them under more pressure. And you know, we had a lot of fun amongst that, which we always try to, otherwise what's the point?
Now, you've done a number of Rams. It's not a job for you, it's a hobby and something you do for fun. But kind of at what point do you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and make the commitment to do this again this year?
Well, it usually starts with an absolutely not in June, obviously. And then it, you know, July comes and goes without thought. And August, occasionally, it might cross your mind. But then people start asking you, and you immediately look at them like they're crazy. And then that sort of puts a seed of doubt in your mind that maybe you are going to race after all. And then I'll lay out my year and see what else is going on. See if there's anything else I really want to do. And work with the family and stuff. And then commit mentally. You know, but my training will be, I'll ride a bike. I'll do the same. Up to March, I'll do the same thing every year, whether I do RAM or not. I might do an extra trip or something in January, but just because I'm getting away with it.
So back to this year, what was it like for you hitting the finish this year under the circumstances that you've been putting up with being so different? Was it more of a relief to get to the finish? I mean, you had a fantastic performance.
No, not a relief. It was nearly more, I want to say more enjoyable, because some of the other finishes that I've had have been usually outperforming expectations. People's expectations have been really rewarding, but this meant a lot, because I had to work way harder.
Good. Well, congratulations on a great race. Always good to chat with you, Mark, and I'd really like to see you go get some good rest right now.
Thanks, bro. It's very fun being here with you. Sorry I missed you last time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.